everything. I give up everything. Give up everything, oh God. To chase your glory. To chase your presence.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Here on the dais tonight, those very busy pastors that have left their many places of abode and have come to be with us. We greet you again in the name of the Lord. Dr. Gardner Taylor used to say, the greater the man, the shorter the introduction. Sometimes you need a strong introduction to prop up a weak preacher. Amen. I certainly want to thank our pastor, doing that. Deacon Vaughn, don't you want to come on a little closer to the front? The deacons ought to be down in front here, where they can be around the fire. You look awful strange sitting there in the back. Chairman of the Deacon Board from Jerusalem Baptist Church. And, amen. So happy to see him and others that are here with us tonight. We're just very happy to see you, that you've come back to be with us in this meeting. We've been praying that the Lord would meet us tonight in a glorious way and give us another blessing. We know that unless the Holy Ghost comes, there can be no preaching.
Amen.
Amen. I like these deacons up close, because when nobody else wants to say amen, the deacons will. Deacon Vaughn know how to witness.
Amen.
Amen. He ain't ashamed to witness. See, Jesus sent his preachers out two by two.
That's right.
Sent out one to preach and one to witness.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, there are some folk that they can do the hookabook on the choir song, but as soon as the preacher get up, they get quiet.
Amen.
They get sleepy. Amen. They can do some moves that they didn't learn in the Sunday school. Amen. I call it Baptist boogie.
Amen.
Amen. But when it comes to the word, they can get off a choir.
On
the word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The word is good even if it cuts us. It's still good. You just draw up your toes and just keep on. My grandmama used to say that the word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
And it cuts down between the joint, the marrow, and the bone.
Yeah.
Amen. It, the word will cut going in and coming out.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of the word, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's the purpose of the word, to make us know that we are not living up to where we ought to be. Every now and then, we have to get on tiptoe, don't we?
Yes, sir.
We have to get on our tiptoes, don't we?
Yes, sir.
And the reason we have to get on our tiptoe is that we're a little sharp.
Yes.
Amen. I'm not going to bore you long. Come on, young man. Let's get together here. We're going to be out of here in just a few minutes. And I know Thursday night, Bill Cosby and Another World and all this other stuff, and I'm aware that the church is in strong competition with television.
Amen.
But the Lord didn't have to let me get here.
That's right. Yeah.
I've driven across these busy streets of Washington, D.C. today. We could have been cut down in a hail of bullets.
That's right. Yeah.
From the drug dealers, and we could have had a head-on collision.
That's right.
But the Lord God at the stern wheel. The Lord kept us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Somebody went to bed last night with us, but didn't wake up this morning. Somebody woke up with us this morning. Now their body lie cold. Can I get a witness here? So then why do you think we're still here and not going on? It's not because we've been so good. Not because we've been so righteous. Not that we deserve the blessing that God has given us. He just smiled on us. I thank God for it. God has my own me. He has set me free.
But now I can see.
That is why I can say, God. Say it like you mean it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Acceptable in your sight.
Yes.
Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen. If you would look with me.
Yes.
If you would look with me for a moment. Second Kings, the fifth chapter. That first verse reads, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper, a big man in a bad shape. Can you say that? A big man in a bad shape. Naaman was a big man. The sight of the people of Syria and the king. But because he had the leprosy, He was in bad shape. The leprosy is a disease that starts small and spreads all over the body. The leprosy is a contagious disease. Can I get a witness here? It can be given to another person by personal contact. Isn't that right? The law in the days of the Bible required that a leper call out whenever a person came near him that he was a leper. And he would cry unclean. Can I get a witness yet? But I come to tell you tonight that you don't have to have the leprosy to be in bad shape. No matter how big a man or woman that you are, if you're in sin, you're in bad shape.
Yes, sir.
I get a witness here? Sin is also a type of leprosy. Isn't that right? Sin starts small. And it spreads all over our life. Isn't that right? Sin, nobody is born a big sinner. Can I get a witness? Amen. Every big liar started out a little liar. Sin starts small and it grows and spreads all over the body. Well, another thing about sin, like the leprosy, it's catching. It's contagious. Isn't that right? No matter how great a saint you are, if you hang around sinners, sooner or later, they're going to start you to sin it. Can I get a witness yet? Let me see here. You may be a total abstainer, mean that you may not partake of alcoholic beverages, intoxicating beverages, but if you hang around with folk that do, sooner or later, you're going to have a little nip. And a little nip will lead to a little toddy. Can I get a witness here?
Come on with it, please.
And a little toddy would lead to just a little cocktail. And then you'll have a eye-opener in the morning. And a pick-me-upper around noon. And then something to whet your appetite around dinner. And then something to help you sleep at night. You'll end up drinking all day long. Can I get a witness here? You don't hear me.
Come on.
I said sin starts small and it grows and it's contagious. Well, let me share something else with you. You can have great respect for the truth. And have made a practice all your life of telling the truth. But you start running around with a liar. And before you know it, you start lying too. You see, the habitual liar lies not for convenience, but out of habit. Amen. Out of habit. The habitual liar lies so much that
they are unable to recognize the truth if they saw it.
Come on, witness.
Can I get a witness?
Come on, come on,
witness. There was a statement I heard once that said that a habitual liar would rather tell a lie on credit than to tell the truth for cash.
Yeah. Go ahead. Come on.
That's a person in your line, ain't it? You may be a big man, but if you're a big liar, you're in bad shape.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Sin is a type of leprosy that will make the choir stop singing.
Yeah. Say so, preacher.
Sin can tear up a choir.
Yeah, yes it will.
Get in the organist and get in the pianist and get in the soloist and get in the director and sin. And all it has to do is start with one person and it'll spread throughout the whole choir. Can I get a witness here?
Come on, preacher.
Sin is a type of leprosy that will make ushers stop serving in the church. Sin is a type of leprosy that will make deacons stop praying in the church. I said it's a type of leprosy that will make auxiliaries stop working, and it will make the church stop shouting. Ever you find a church that's not shouting, that's a church where sin has found its way in that church. And sin has taken up residence in that church. And let me tell you something, that the Holy Spirit and sin cannot abide in the same place. But Dr. Watts said, I cannot live in sin and feel the Savior's love. You can't, for the love of you, feel the Holy Spirit burning on the mainstrings of your heart if you in sin. Oh, I know I gotta get a witness here. Somebody ought to say amen. For Jesus said, come ye out from among them and be ye also separated. We must be a separated people. And I don't care how much money you have, and I don't care how big a house you live in, and how big a car you drive, and I don't care how big a job you hold. You may be a big man, a woman, but if you in sin, you're in bad shape. Can I get a witness here? Socrates said sin is due to ignorance. And that the way out of sin is the way of knowledge. Plato, looking at sin, said, living is like driving a team of horses. One tame and one wild. And occasionally, the wild horse runs away. And there is a wreck. And sin is the outbreak of the wild animal that's in us.
Come on, preacher.
Aristotle came along to talk with his fellow Greek philosophers and said that there is a profound perversity of will in man. He does wrong deliberately, cunningly, daringly, and in the face of right. And he said, until we begin to reckon with that fact, we have not begun to scratch the surface to deal with the parameters of sin. Sin is a terrible thing. There was a rich young ruler who came to Jesus and he said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He was a big man, had plenty of money. Jesus said, you know the law? And he said, I've kept them from my birth. I pay my tithes. I keep the law. I've not committed adultery. And Jesus said to him, I tell you what you do, Run home and sell all that you have and give it to the poor. Yes. And come on and follow me. You know the story. The Bible says that he went away sorrowful because he could not separate himself from his fame. Yes. He was a big man, and he felt that poverty would not have given him the stature, amen, that he had with his money. But what he had to understand was he would have been a big man, but he's in bad shape. We were talking today about people who tend to think that they are more than other folk because they have 6 or 8 zeros behind a 1 or 2 in their bank account. Can I get a witness here? And they will try to intimidate you with that, to try to make you feel bad. There are some folk that carry their bank book around in their pocketbook or in their inside coat pocket, and they take great pleasure in whipping it out, showing you what their financial assets are. Can I get a witness? But as far as you can take your money, it's to the grave. You cannot take it in the grave or through the grave. It is only good on this side. There is no need for money on the other side. Can I get a witness? I had an opportunity to view the remains out of King Tut's tomb in Egypt. And everything they put in there and buried with him, it was in there when they dug it up hundreds of years later. But they put it in there so he would have everything he needed on the other side. They put little dolls in there that were supposed to be his servants. And they put little statues of animals that he would have plenty of cattle on the other side. And they put large jugs of seeds in there so he would be able to plant great crops. And they put beds of gold in there that he would be able to recline on, in a rocking chair overlaid with gold, and all of these fine things that they had in his tomb. It was all in there when they went to dig him up. I come to tell you that you might have all of these things, but if you don't have Jesus, you are a big man in a bad shape. Can I get a witness here? King Uzziah was a big man. Uzziah was one of the most popular kings that Israel had ever had. He had fortified the city of Jerusalem against her enemies. He had won many battles. Isn't that right? Uzziah was one of the greatest kings that Israel had ever known. He had invented great